Welcome to Global Outreach Community Church, where we proclaim and demonstrate the love of God through Christ. Now, from the Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas, here is Pastor Anderson with today's message.
For the next few weeks, I want to begin this series entitled Invitations from Christ, how God invites us throughout the New Testament to be a part of what he's doing. So this morning I want to call your attention to a very familiar passage of Scripture. So often when we are familiar with a passage, we shut down. But I'm praying that God will expose, reveal what has already been revealed, and that we can leave with some valuable principles for us. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. And I really believe God has led me to this because of the weight that's on me. And as I was able to take 6 weeks off from preaching, thank God that he allowed me to see me. And you have to be able to see yourself, what you are struggling with and what you're believing God for and how God is challenging you and how he's convicting you. And God convicted me through this first passage, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." One simple invite from Christ. And this morning, he is inviting each of us to come. The reason why I have on this backpack is this backpack is a symbolism of the weight. And far too often, we carry our burdens, our worries, the weight of our concern like this backpack. And I decided to wear it despite what you thought this whole service. Because I wanted to know, what does it feel like to come to worship weighted down? I couldn't even worship. The backpack is heavy. It's already bothering my lower back. You can't see what's in it, but I can. I know the books that are in it. I know this laptop that's in it. My protein bars are in it. My vitamins are in there. And what you don't know is this backpack is a backpack specifically for international ministry. That I got almost 100 different pockets in this backpack. And every pocket is filled with something that I think is significant. It's not necessarily that it's significant, I think it is. And because I think it's very significant, I put it in my backpack. And the problem is, I put it in here, and now my lower back is aching because I decided to wear this heavy backpack at worship. Come here this morning. Some of you have come in with the backpack of life, and you're wearing it down, and it's weighing you down, and Jesus is telling you to come this morning. All that's in this backpack, bring it to me. Now, I know Minister Holmes is not Jesus, but let's pretend you're Jesus this morning. Just stay right there. Jesus said, "Come and just give me your backpack and put it at my feet. Leave it at my feet and don't touch it." The problem is we come to church, weight it down, we leave it at his feet, but then we pick up the backpack, we run right back out the door, we put the backpack on, and we go right back into life, weighted down by the burdens of our sins, by the burdens of our weariness. And Jesus is saying, "Come, put it at my feet and allow me to carry the load." That's why I had on the backpack. I feel the freedom to lift my hands now. I can do some stuff that I couldn't do because I had on the backpack. And if you ever realize that Jesus is telling you to come and you can take that off, there's some things that you could do that you couldn't do with the backpack on your back. So he's saying, come this morning. Everything that's in your, my daughter used to say as a kid, backpack, bring it. Your marriage, bring it. Your singleness, bring it. Financial struggles, bring it. Your adult children, bring it. The workplace, bring it. Whatever it is that's weighing you down, he is saying, come this morning and bring it to me. And he is inviting us to lay our burdens at his feet. So I love this Bible. I love being in the text. I underline that word, come. Come. One word. Four letters. It's an invitation that pushes us, but it also invites us. One hand is pushing, and the other hand, he's inviting us to receive this one simple invitation for a personal relationship with him. That's why he said, come to me. Did you notice he didn't say come to a chess club? Come to an organization. He didn't even say come to church. And I believe he didn't have to say come to church, because every day I get up, I am the church. This is just a sacred space, a building consecrated, dedicated for the sacred use of worshiping him. But when I leave, I start service, but I am the church. He gives this personal invitation to come to him to receive a personal relationship. This morning, how is your relationship with your Savior? Have you put it on the back burner? Do you use it like you use your spare tie? You use that sparingly, because you only take it out when you have a blowout. When you have a blowout in life, are you the one that takes Jesus out of the trunk and you put him on your car, but when all four tires are well, you take him off and put him right back in the trunk and say, I call you when I need you? He is sent every single day to come. I'm inviting you to come to receive me as your personal Savior. He didn't even say come to a denomination. I'm so sick and tired of denominational wars. One guy says, what do you think about speaking in tongues? What do you think about healing? What do you think about this? Man, I think about Jesus every single day. Because there's going to be people in heaven who believe in speaking in tongues and people who don't. People believe in healing, people who don't. I don't care what you believe. Do you believe in the Master? Do you? Do you believe in Jesus? So he says, come to me. Don't give me a theological debate. Just come. And when you come, you're coming because you are weary and heavy laden. Put this on the screen, the definition of weary. Here it is. In the text, it means to be tired from hard toil. It's a burden. How often have you come to church and you are burdened? Because of the work week, burden. Because of pressure of the lie of your life, burden. Weary means that you can no longer relax. That's why so many people are dying of heart attacks and stress. They can't even relax. I admitted this to somebody yesterday. I said, man, I got an issue sitting still. I admitted that to my wife. I said, man, it's like I always have to be moving. I always have to be doing something. On Saturdays, I got somebody to cut the yard. Chill, Eric. No, I got to still get up at 5. I got my regimen. Sometimes I am weary because of excess stuff that I put on myself. What is it that you're putting on yourself that is excess that Jesus is saying, quit carrying that, lay it at my feet, and learn how to relax? We're weary because we don't know how to relax. We're weary because we're no longer able to be at home with who we are. Finally, at 46, I'm comfortable me and me. I don't care if you like me, I'm me. I'm direct at times, but that's me. I say stuff, my wife's like, did you really mean to say that? Yes, I did. That's me. Well, you need to apologize. I will, but I said what I said and I meant what I meant. That's me. I've been to Chastity House and said some stuff that I shouldn't have said at the wrong time, but I know I was right, but that's me. I'm not a preacher who would close as a typical African-American preacher. It took me a long time to get comfortable being me. What about you this morning? Could it be you are weary because you are uncomfortable about how God made you? Can I just keep it simple? I go to the gym. I got these little moles all around my neck. I'm uncomfortable about it. Who cares? I'm me. We let the simple things of life weigh us down. You're burdened and you lost your peace. Where did you lose it this morning? Jesus is saying, come. So first of all, it's an invitation to rest in salvation. So it's a salvific call. Now here is Jesus. He's literally preaching to self-righteous people. The Pharisees, the scribes, the people that put all these extra traditions and burdens on you. I know people like that in the church. They put all this extra stuff on you that's not even in the Bible. And we become so self-righteous that we do things that God didn't even command us to do. So finally, I told this one young man, I said, man, you're getting offended over stuff that God is not even offended over. He's like, really? I said, God ain't worried about that. You are worried about that. That's your tradition. That's your standard. Don't put your standard and your tradition on somebody else because it weighs them down. I noticed somebody last week was looking at how we was dressed, 4 o'clock. Man, that didn't bother me. I want members to come free. If you believe in dressing traditional, God bless you. Because traditional dress has nothing to do with my salvation. So here it is, they're putting all these laws and regulations and rules on the people, and all these laws, rules, regulations are starting to burden down the people. Secondly, the weight of their sins. We don't like to talk about sin in church, but I'm going there this morning. The weight of your personal sin has the potential to weigh you down. So this week, so many conversations, just a couple of them that sticks out in my mind. For protection of privacy, talked to 2 chaplains of major Division I football programs. You know what the number one problem in Division I football is with young men? What do you think it is? Money. Drugs. Pornography. I had a chaplain say, man, how can we deal with this? Because I got 18, 19, 21-year-old men wake up to pornography. They go to class, come back after class, and go in their room and watch pornography. They go eat and come back and watch more pornography. They go to class, they go to football practice. They go to study hall. And before they go to bed, they have to look at pornography, and they are struggling with this issue. And what we are not aware of is when you struggle as a young teenager, you bring that junk into your marriage. How do I know? Because I've counseled people who had an addiction to pornography, which is sin, and now there's issues and struggles in their marriage. And I told one young man, just because you see that on TV, don't expect your wife to be doing all that. I'm just being real with y'all this morning. You don't like realness? I'm the wrong guy. Pornography, that's them. What about you? Is your sin arrogance? Nobody can tell you anything. Your pride is so big that you can't even be coached. If a head coach submits to another head coach, what about you? And Jesus himself submits to the authority of the Father. So if Jesus is submitting to the authority of the Father, what about you? This morning, I want you, when you leave, to ask yourself, what sin is weighing me down? So let me call out a few. I'm not trying to be judgmental. Larry King just got divorced this week. His 7th wife. 8th, okay. Internet wrong. 8 times he's been married. There's got to be an issue somewhere there. What about your tendency to gravitate toward toxic relationships. Everybody shouldn't be your friend. There are certain friends that I'm very selective of. Matter of fact, I've gotten so selective that you can't even post on my Facebook page. Because here's what I realized. At the end of the day, I represent Jesus Christ. And I don't want no cuss words on my Facebook page. I don't want no foolishness, because the first thing they say is, look at Pastor Anderson, and he's supposed to be holy. Don't put that on my Facebook page. What I'm saying is this, you have to become so streamlined that you understand that you are ambassador Christ. And if you are an ambassador for Christ, you are a walking epistle. And if you are a walking epistle, people don't read the Bible, they read you. So what are they reading every day? When they pop up social media, oh, let me see, Cheryl Anderson. Well, okay, well, she talking about Jesus yesterday. Oh, she showed cussing today. Oh, she was being positive yesterday, but now she's digging in somebody's business right now. And you know what the excuse is? Don't get offended. God is just working on me. Man, if he's worked on you in that area, let's allow him to work in another area. Here's the next thing. So he says, bring the full weight of your sin. That's relationship. But bring the full weight of your worry. What are you worried about this morning? You can't change it. So why are you worried about it? I just lost some major donors last 2 weeks. I've been through this on my job. Can't change it. Either God's going to raise the money, or I won't get paid. I do what I can do and let God do the rest. So who's worried about their child this morning? I just want her to do all this. Well, hey, that's God's business. You lead. Don't put extra burdens on them. Just lead. Who's worried about their health? When I showed up yesterday looking at mom in the bed, there's nothing I can do. Mama, are you comfortable? Yes. Did they feed you? Yes. You need anything? No. Mom, I'm going home. I'm going to sleep. And every night, I go to sleep. And my wife will tell you, because she likes to agitate me. That's why she's smiling. Sweetheart, I'm trying to be asleep by 9:30. Because if I'm in bed by 9:30, I can get up at 4. Because if I get up at 4, I can get more done throughout the day. And you know one of the sins that I have? I'm admitting it. I agitate my wife. And I agitate her when she gets upset. I got to deal with that. And could that be an extra weight that I'm putting on my wife? I'm guilty of it. So what are you worried about? Is it the rat race of life? Is it the demands of motherhood, that you are a single mother? Because at the end of the day, worry will drain you. It's going to suck the life out of you. The burden will break your back. So I wrote this on the screen. We give all we have to Jesus, and he gives all he has to us. Give it all to Jesus, and he's going to give it all to you. So here's the exchange. So Matthew chapter 11, he says, come, if you're weary, heavy laden, here's the exchange. I will give you rest. John Maxwell says this word rest is an inward holiday. You're free from anxieties. You're free from guilt or shame, from the bondage of sin, or pursuing the wrong things in life. So we have this rest of salvation when we get to heaven, but this is a deeper rest. Don't wait till you get to heaven to rest. Rest while you're on earth. Rest. Come. I leave a memorial service on Friday. I'm heading to see my mom at the hospital. And something is just tugging on me to go by the men's warehouse. I hadn't been there in 6 months. We're trying to finish up some small credit card debt. We know we're about to give Aaron a car. We got to get another car. We hadn't had two car payments in 2 years, but I took on one. Cheryl's eventually going to take on one. We know 2 years from now, Aaron's going to college. If she doesn't have a scholarship, we have to pay for it. Now, she wants to go to New York. But after we visited and saw how much it was a year, we said, boo-boo, Sam Houston State is for you. Right. So I've trimmed down to my personal budget. I keep an allowance. This is what I have to spend for the week. If I don't spend it, boom, put it back to the next week. So I hadn't gone shopping. Stopped by the men's warehouse. Looking at shirts. I really don't want anything. Young lady looking at me. I said, okay, wait a minute. I know I come in. I behave. I don't flirt. I do what I'm supposed to do. Why is she looking at me? And they're whispering. So all of a sudden, she came over to me. She said, Pastor. I said, yes. She said, one of our sales attendants is stressing and worried. And I was whispering because I told her you were a pastor. Can you pray for her? I said, yeah. So we went in the back. I said, leave that door open. And I said, in one area, she said in one. I asked her name. She told me. I said, if you don't mind me asking, what would you like prayer for? I'm worried. My brother's bipolar. He's about to get 17 years in prison. He's suicidal. And every night I just worry. And I pray for her. She needed rest. How do we get rest? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Find gentle and whole and humble in heart. That's verse 29. You will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden a light. Few things. When you want to rest, you got to learn how to pause. To recover and to get refreshment. So 2 weeks ago, I went to the lake. I just sat out on a lake. The Bible, the Holy Spirit, and Pastor Anderson. And I just paused. At some point in your day, you need to find 10 minutes. Pause. And rest. So here's the exchange. How do you find it? He says, take my yoke. Marcus, put this picture on here. The yoke, the two oxen. That's the yoke. This is what the Bible describes as a yoke. And he is saying, take my yoke. That in agricultural days, the yoke would be for one oxen or a yoke would be for two oxen. And that would be a mature, older, seasoned oxen yoked with a young, immature ox. And the yoke was to allow the mature ox to lead, to teach, and to guide this young bull. Because the young bull wants to get out in the pasture. And the young bull wants to get ahead of the mature bull. And the young bull wants to go off into the wrong direction. So the farmer understood that he was to yoke this mature, proven oxen with this immature bull. Christ is saying, take my yoke. Discipleship comes from the yoke. It is to submit your life to Christ by yoking up with him. And when you yoke up with him, the yoke will do this. At times, the yoke will pull you because Christ don't want you to get stuck. But then there's other times, the yoke will pull you back. Because Christ knows you're moving too fast. But then there are times that it pulls, that it pushes you, but it lifts you. Because the older ox understand that you can't carry the burden alone. And what Christ is telling you this morning, that if you yoke up with me, when it's time for you to go fast, I'll go fast. And when it's time for you to go slow, I'll slow you down. When it's time for you to go right, I'll make you go right. When it's time for you to turn around, I'll make you turn around. But you have to take the yoke and learn of him. That's what the yoke is. So in closing, take the yoke. Christ says, my burdens are light. God is not a God of heavy burdens. He's a God of rest. So God, if you want to lead me, lead me. If you want to guide me, guide me. If you want to enable me, do so. God, if you want to give me strength, give me strength. If you want to empower me, empower me. God, I need help in my sins. I need help in my struggles. So I'm yoking up with you because I want you to guide me. Why? Because you're gentle. So in closing, what do you have in your backpack this morning? Are you willing to carry this all week? Monday, carry my backpack. Tuesday, my backpack. Wednesday, my backpack. I'm at work and I can't even get comfortable in my seat. I got the backpack. I can't take a shower because I got the backpack. I can't even deal with my kids. Are you willing to give it all to Jesus? Are you willing to unload the backpack? I got so many pockets, I don't even know where to start. And just to say, God, I'm unloading it to you. That's my issues. I'm more concerned about my health than I am about you. I'm unloading. Oh, God, I got all this international ministry stuff I got to do. But wait a minute, I'm just going to unload it and give it to you. Well, God, I got more stuff. Oh, I got more protein bars hidden in this backpack. But no, God, I'm giving it to you. Well, God, what did I have in here? Oh, I'm giving it to you. And every day, this week, I'm telling you, I got pockets after pockets. Unload your backpack. Because if you just unload it, I still got more pockets in here. I still got more issues. But every issue that God reveals, I'm unloading it. I'm taking out every situation and I'm giving it to Christ. Guys, I ain't even got to the front backpack. Oh, my vitamins. I'm unloading it and I'm going to give it to Christ. And the reason I'm giving it to Christ is that he knows the manageable workload that fits who I am. My responsibility fits me. Your responsibility will fit you. Get real with yourself. What are you carrying that needs to be given to Christ? Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you.
Thank you for listening. Join us each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at The Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas. Visit us online at www.globaloutreachcc.org. Remember, your life matters because it matters to Christ.